The Dot Joiner. Day 3. The Redeemed and Rescued Dot. While we were made beautifully and intricately by the God of all the universe, sin intentionally and unintentionally crept into our lives. The tapestry of our lives got marked, blotched, and maybe even frayed by the impact of sin in all its forms. Cleaning this up on our own would be a messy affair and could harm more than help. We may even sort things out and clean out the sin spots, but it's only a matter of time before more stains appear. The solution was a Redeemer bringing redemption to every one of us, no exceptions. Redemption is the reclaiming of something at a cost. The old way of receiving pardon and forgiveness for sins committed was to offer a sacrifice through a priest who served as the mediator between God and man. This was redemption according to the old covenant. The new covenant, however, made a new way for us to directly access him. This access was not just for the purpose of forgiveness of sins, but for a personal relationship with this awesome God. Direct access meant we no longer need any intermediaries between us and God. He is just a whisper away. He went one step further in securing for us the eternal hope of life with God after death. In Jesus coming to earth, he gave our lives renewed meaning. His servant-hearted leadership, supernatural power, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection redefined faith, hope, and love as we knew it. When we invite Christ into our lives, in one fell sweep he wipes our splotchy tapestry clean, and once and for all saves us from all that threatened to ruin us. So often sin keeps us bound like a dog on a leash and prevents us from living the full life God had planned for us. In accepting Jesus as our Savior, we are released from those things that bound us, and we are free to live a life that glorifies God. This freedom that is found only in Christ becomes the very thing that makes following Jesus worth it. Examine your life if you are enjoying direct access to God in Jesus, or if you are relying on mediators to access God on your behalf. Today, can we take a few minutes to remember what life was like before Jesus and thank Him for His redeeming work in our lives?